left mine at home, so I borrowed someone's. Okay. Okay, let's learn. We are up to Samach. Today's of Samaches, Samaches. Let's go back. Samaches. Soch. Soch. Let's go back a few lines. Let's go back from the sugya of Zav Chol Zav. We learned yesterday. Okay, we discussed yesterday at great length. Omar Mar. Let's go back from Samach Zayin on the base. Let's start from Omar Mar. Samach Zayin on the base. Where is Omar Mar? It is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Exactly 10 lines from the bottom of the page. You're learning this yesterday. Omar Mar, we learned yesterday. Zav, the Shalch of the Machmah called Srua. The whole Zav, the whole Tamil Nefesh. The Torah is going down. Very carefully go those steps there. You saw that?
Pardon
me? I was scared going on those boards.
On those boards? I didn't go on the boards. I can't do it.
You walked
on the floor. I don't care.
Okay.
I heard that right.
You care?
So can thank you for the room floor.
For what?
For the room floor.
Chas v'shalom.
I can't do it. I can't go on those boards.
Okay, let's go right. Let's learn. Baruch Hashem.
Okay.
Right here.
We learned yesterday in the Gemara, Yishalch ben Mecha called Tzrua ben Chol Zav called Tamil Nefesh. Three different individuals. The Tzrua, he's man, he's out the door, he's the worst, right? The Tzrua has to be sent down Chutz Legimu Machins. Then we have the second Madriga, the Zav, only out Tzach HaMachin HaLuviyah. And then called Tamil Nefesh, he only has to be sent out. Then called Tamil Nefesh, he only has to be sent out of one Machin. So then the Gemara also told us it's not only three people, there are only five. Who are the five? We have also the right? And we have also the sheretz.
That's Mary's son.
Yeah.
Then we have also the
she's by us. Right?
We have also, let's listen, we have the Balkari, and we also have the Tomei La
Tomei Mace.
We have the Tomei Mace. And we have, that's what says the Pasuk. But we're coming to Marbe in another two cases, the term is Sheretz and the Baal Keri. Okay, so we learned yesterday, Sakakol, there are five different types of people that have to be five.
What is it, Mace, Baal Keri?
Sarua, Zav, Tomei Mace. Tamil and Nefesh.
Yeah.
And the word V'chol, the two V'chol.
So where's the five? It's not.
And the two V'chols on Marbe and Baal Keri. That's number four.
Mm-hmm.
And number five is the Tomei Sheretz. Okay, so Sakakol, we have a total of five. Five different times the people must be sent outside. Five must be sent out of the Machne. Okay, are we with us here? Five people. The Tzolua, the Zav, the Tomei Nefesh, the Baal Keri, and the Tomei Sheretz. Three are written explicitly in the Pasuk, and two are not in the Pasuk, two are known from Ribuyim. The Chol Zav, or the Chol Zmar, the A, Baal Keri. Why is Baal Keri Nichval and the Chol Zav? The Mori taught us because it's the real Mori is going to repeat it again, say it again, but because of the Yisod. It is similar. Both a Zav and a Baal Keri have a Tumah. Hayotze mi gufai. Right, the Tumah comes from the person's body. Correct? What about Tomei Sheretz? Tomei Sheretz, similar to Tomei Mace, and now the Tumah is Yotze mi gufai. Okay, so here we go. So now the Gemara wants, Tomei is not mi gufai. Tomei Sheretz is similar. It's a Tumah that comes from an external source. Now, with that in mind, the Gemara, thank you very much.
Thank you.
With that in mind, the Gemara is now going to discuss. So 10 lines on the Mar Zav, the Chol Zav, the Rabbis Baal Keri. It must be silent. Mechilas when the scotch is right. Mechilas the caves, the tunnels. Now, this is not the part that we need. Mesaila, it's more is a little confusing. Again, the sled, I think, the more icky. So it is the caves. We're not focusing on the caves. We're focusing on what the Gemara is going to say in a few lines from now. The mechilas loy niskach, the tunnels loy niskachu. Valkeri mishtaleach chutz l'shtei machmas. That's the part we need. And the Valkyrie is sent from two machmas. In other words, what happens? You have a coin that's sleeping inside of in the Azara. He's in the Azara. And it becomes Valkyrie, or he's in the Beis HaMikdash. Part of the Beis HaMikdash was in the Azara, in the Kedush of the Azara, and part was outside, right? What was the Beis HaMikdash? He was, let's say this is the Azara. The Beis HaMikdash is the blue. The Beis HaMikdash was the blue. Part of the Beis HaMikdash is inside the Azara, and part of the Beis HaMikdash is that. Let's say a Valkyrie became Tamei. So what does the Valkyrie have to do? He has to leave. How does he leave? He leaves under a tunnel. There's a tunnel, goes into the Beis HaMikdash, it's a tunnel, goes down the steps. Underneath the Azara, there's a tunnel, which takes him all the way outside the wall of, outside the Machane Levi, outside the Har Habayis.
So what was that tunnel used for?
That tunnel was an escape tunnel. Once this was the purpose of the tunnel, the tunnel was the people could hand out to Mayim, they should leave. Now if the tunnel had the same kedusha of the actual Beis HaMikdash, there would be no purpose in him going down the tunnel. He should walk out the front door. He's Tamei. Going in the tunnel is Tamei. If he goes in the tunnel, he's Tamei. And if he goes in the Azar, it's Tamei. It doesn't make a difference.
Is that the same tunnel they have today with the tunnel tour?
No. Because the tunnel tour. No. The tunnel. Here's the Azar. Make this the Azar. The tunnel is under the Azar that goes outside the Harabais. The tunnels they're talking about are the walls of the Harabais. Those are not real tunnels. Those are carved out tunnels they dug down. Okay, back to Al-Gumar. So the fact is that the mechilas, the tunnels, do not have kedusha. Look at the Rashi. Hani tarti milisham shaminu ki adodi mirabe. I heard the following halacha from his Rebbe. The chadodi amrinu mechilas ma'oros shol tachas azara loy niskachu b'dusha zara. That's not what we need. That's not important for Al-Gumar. That's just a side point. That's a side halacha. That the tunnels have no kedusha, and that's why it's preferred for the Tameim to exit via the tunnels rather than exit to the front door. Because they go through the front door, they are adding more tumma to the Beis HaMikdash. They are in the Beis HaMikdash for a longer period of time. If you just go out the tunnel, then you're in the then you're not being with the Beis HaMikdash because you're going in Eretz Natame.
But the main silly question in these tunnels, how do they have light?
Candles.
They had candles.
Like all the ancient tunnels of ancient times.
Huh?
They had light. They had candles. They had candles hanging.
What?
Never mind.
They had flashlights. They had special.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I needed, but I couldn't go.
LED lights. You see, like this. Where do you think these came from?
Huh?
Where do you think they got these things from? The LED lights. This is the tunnels.
Huh?
Yeah. You have to change the bulbs, right?
Yeah, right.
Really. It's good until Mashiach comes, no? At least. Soon.
Well, at least. He's right around the corner with what's going on in Syria and Iran. And
he's right here.
He's right around the corner.
Right here.
My name is Gabriel.
Right here.
Yes, Mr.
My name is Gabriel.
Yeah, that's what you're talking
about. Samachvav, Samazayin.
You know the real name.
Samazayin on the base.
The guy used to live here in Kensington.
Okay. Mashiach's in Kensington, for sure. Wait until the call finds out. Mashiach's living in Kensington. Whoever heard of Kensington?
Anyway, buy it in the Gemara.
I think you have some Mashiach coming first to this neighborhood.
Pardon me?
Mashiach is coming first to this neighborhood. How do you know? It says Mashiach's times that all the people that are sick, Nebuch, and all the people that have issues, they're going to be healed, right? And when Mashiach comes, everybody's in. This neighborhood, no, I'm saying it was Shvach. Besides that, there's so many Shvach in this neighborhood. Has per population more homes for disabled than any other neighborhood in New York. I'll tell you after.
Yeah.
I spoke to the head of Haskell. He was minded to me. There's no other neighborhood that would tolerate this even.
Well, we don't mind it.
I didn't say
I have
notice.
One on my corner.
Everybody has a corner. You're right. Rav Pam said, we could make total like other neighborhoods. I don't want to say. Rav Pam said, this is a shmir for the neighborhood.
Rav Pam said, you'll take this, you'll see you'll have a shmirah.
Mishkan moved out.
What?
Mishkan moved out.
Okay, Mishkan moved out. But you know how many homes? On my block, every block there's two or three homes. Every block, 7th, 8th, 9th, Ditmas. You're talking
Wimsley. A lot of Wimsley.
Or Hask also. I'm saying.
That is not. Wimsley has more.
I think so. Mashiach coming first in this neighborhood.
Okay.
I'll save you a seat. Okay, I'm sorry for interrupting.
Okay, Vaitu, Valkari Mishtaleach, the Hainu Kibraisa. That's the part that we need to Gemara. The Valkari is the explicit, the Valkari is Mishtaleach. Balkari is Mishach Chutz L'Shtei Machnas. That's the only thing we need. The first thing is very misleading the Gemara, Mechilas. What is Mechilas? This is a side thing. He learned two members, his Rebbe told him. The first member of the Mechilas have no Kedusha. Okay, that's a good Zach, a Gval Zach. It's not a Gal Gemara. What's Nogal Gemara is the second member of Balkari is Mishtaleach Chutz M'Shtei Machnas. Now, what does that mean? What do we learn from that incidentally? That the Makar for the Balkari comes from what? Mekarf the Balkari comes from the Zav. Right. Because if the Mekarf the Balkari came from the Tamei Mace, you'd only have to go out of one machane. The fact that the Balkari has to send out two machanos indicates that the Mekarf the Balkari is doimed to the Zav. A Zav is two machanos, the Balkari is two machanos. That's the Mekarf. Mesve, Alis Rakasha, Balkari, Kimaga Sheretz. It says explicitly in the Brisa, you can't deny a Balkari has the same status as a Maga Sheretz. So what does this mean? My love, does this not mean Lemachanoisam? What it means is.
Where is Brisa right here?
Where is Brisa Chveis? I don't know, so you have a Ischas on the side of the Gemara, it says in Zobim. You have to know Mishnais Balpeh. Melech HaMashiach has to know the Mishnais Balpeh. Not make believe. So it says over here, Balkari, it says over here, Balkari Kimaga Sheretz, so my love, Lemachanoisim. Does this not mean that a Balkari has the same status as a Maga Sheretz with regard to the Machanois? Just like a Maga Sheretz only is Mishtalech Chutz from one Machaneh, so to a Balkari only has to go one of one Machaneh, Machaneh Shechina, but is allowed to stay Machaneh Leviah, so it's a Stira, so we learned above that the Balkari has to be sent out of two Machanois. Lo! The Gemara says, you know what you're talking about? Of course the Balkari has to be sent out of two Machanois. When this Brisa compares the Balkari to a Tomei Sheretz, it means Litum Osam. It means for the Tumah, the only Tomei for one day. A Balkari has a Maila. He goes to Mikvah, he's done. That's with Harav Shemesh. Right? Balkari goes to Mikvah, the night comes, he's finished. But Tomei Sheretz, you go to Mikvah, then you're finished. Azov! Ha-ha, forget it. Azov has to wait 7 days. Zayin Nikim. A Tomei Mace, not only Zayin 7 days, you have to have the Paraduma water if it's for day three and day seven.
Yes, what?
A Tomei Mace.
Yeah.
Paraduma water.
Oh, Paraduma.
Three and day seven, you have to go to Mikvah before, go to Mikvah afterwards. So when it says here in the Brisa that a Balkari is like a Tomei Sheretz, it does not refer to the Machanois. No such thing. The Machanois are very different. Tomei Sheretz is one Machane. A Balkari is two machnas. It means for the degree of their tuma of how many days. The Gemara is wale tumasam hatumas ha haytumas erev ksibei vaytumas erev ksibei. It's too simple. The Brisa has to be teaching me a chiddush lahalacha. They tell me the Brisa is teaching me the law of tuma. The law of tuma. It's a beferish pasuk. Every child knows what it says in the pasuk. We don't need a brisa to reveal to us things that are so simplistic. So elolav, what then does it mean? It means elolav. It means lemachanoisim. Back to our original interpretation. Lo, no. It means the elam lutumasim. V'ha kamashmon the balkeri kamagasheretz mamagasheretz matame ba'inis. Ah, balkeri matame ba'inis. Ah, the chiddush is that a balkeri becomes tummy even if it's an oinis, even if it was an accident. Just like when it comes to a Maga Sheretz, if you're walking in the street and out of nowhere a dead Sheretz falls on your head, you become Tameh, right? You become Tameh. So too, when it comes to a Balkari, if he becomes a Balkari because of an Oinis, not because of any particular, Oinis by Balkari means we can attribute it to an Oinis, to a food. He ate something which caused him to become Balkari. Or he drank something, or he was ill. And that's also, he is Tomei. Unlike the law of a Zav, a zav that becomes a ziva.
That's called an oynis?
Yes, the word oynis is used differently than when used differently with regard to a balkari and a zav. Here, the way the word oynis is used in halacha, and that's not going to go into details why, it means you can attribute the initiation of Keri or Zov due to a circumstance, due to a sickness.
So if you contribute to a circumstance, that's not an oinus.
That's how it's used in the context. I don't know the answer. It's a very good question, but that's the way it's used. When it comes to the only time a person that's a real Zov is only when when it just happens.
Isn't that a mitzvah? The Zov just Zov. It has nothing to do with.
Right, it's like a tzaras. Hashem sent it upon him. Hashem
right. Zov happens.
It's
not, you know.
It's not something which you can attribute to something physical.
You see that, the mashal before Yom Kippur, let's say, not to eat certain foods.
Because it can bring. It can bring.
So you see, foods can bring
right.
That.
So that's called an oinus.
So how's it called an oinus?
It doesn't mean an accident, but it's
how it's used. The word oinus is used in a different. It's a different form. So the point we want to make is just like the concept of oinus applies to a bal sheretz, and if a person walking in the street and out of nowhere someone just throws a dead sheretz on the person's body,
so it's oinus.
So to the concept of oinus applies to tumas bal keri. If a person is a bal keri because of an oinus, whatever oinus means, which we interpret to mean referring to he ate or drank something, he becomes tameh. That is what that halach is not explicit in the Torah. Doesn't say that anyway. That's only known through a drasha. And what the drasha, the Gemara doesn't tell us what the drasha is, but the Gemara just tells us that's the fact, and that's what the braisa means. So therefore, the answer is, and therefore, we have resolved our difficulty. What was our kasha? We have a braisa, and the braisa says that a balkari is like a tameh sheretz. So the Gemara jumped to the conclusion, what does it mean that a balkari is like a bal sheretz? Just like a tameh sheretz is nishtaleach, nichutz, of one machane,
right.
So to Balkari is sent out of one machane.
Yeah, like
really? That's a kasha. Everything we've learned above, the Gemara above says the Balkari is sent out of two machanos.
Right.
And don't give me any other answer. Don't give me any other interpretation, because any other interpretation you're going to give me is going to be too simple. It's too simplistic. So the Gemara says, I have a lumdishum halach. When the Braisa says that a Balkari is like a Tomei Sheretz, it means Bimageddon didn't have oinis. Just like a Tomei Sheretz is Tomei Afilu Bo'oinis by a Sheretz, so to a Balkari is Tomei Afilu Bo'oinis. But it has nothing to do with the din of being Mishlech Chutz L'machaneh. They're very different. About a Tomei Sheretz is one Machaneh, a Balkari is two Machaneh. So if we're safe, umpire says safe, everything is good, no problem. Meisle. Kash number two. Kash number two, Meisle. Boyel Nida, Ketami Meis. It states that a man is bol and born nida, so he becomes now the halach is an avatumah. He is an avatumah. Man is a bol and nida. He's an avatumah, just like the nida herself. Now a boil nida.
Wait, the nida is not an avatumah.
Yes, she is. Sure, she is.
Oh yeah, she's not. Right.
So normally, if a nida were to touch someone, the person would become a rishon. But now the man was a boil nida, he gets the same tumah as the woman herself. And it says here more. It says that is ketamei meis lemai. What is this halacha teaching me? Ileimol my ileimol l'tumasam. If you're going to tell me that the tumah for the amount of times can't be.
What's that mean? L'tumasam.
Means that the extent of the tumah. How long do they remain for the tumasam? For their individual tumah. Ileimol l'tumasam. Hi tumas shiva k'sibei. V'hai tumas shiva k'sibei. So that's pashat. A boil nida, the Torah says, a boil nida is ilay l'tumasim, hay tumas shivak sibay, v'hay tumas shivak sibay. That's a very interesting halacha. If the first born nida, he's tummy for 7 days.
Yeah.
Okay? Sibay, hay tummy, it's the hay sibay fevish, and then nida. V'mshech of yishrav ish o yisav eti nidos Allah v'tomei shirah sov. It's very interesting halacha. Not everyone knows halacha. A man that's born a nida, he's tummy for 7 days. Do you have yishrav halacha?
Sure.
It's a trivial question.
It's a
pasuk. Well, it's very unique. It's a pasuk. It's a pasuk. But everyone knows. Not everyone knows it's pasuk, including me. Not only because when you think about tumas shiva, the average person, so you tummy for 7 days. Ask a child. Who is tummy for 7 days?
Tummy meis.
Okay, so you say, but what about tummy meis? What do they do? They do on day 3 and day 7, right? Right. There's a unique, when you tummy for 7 days, there are unique halachas that apply to.
Well, you live in.
Right? And what about a zav and a zava? Yeah. The tumah is 7 days. What's unique about the tumah is 7 days? Zayin ikim.
Right.
During those days when they're tumah, they have to wait 7 clean days. Anita's tumah for 7 days. During those 7 days, she needs to be, it has to have zava gedolah in 7 days. But here's a tremendous issue. A person, a man, who's tumah, he's not tumah meis, he's not tumah sheretz, and yet he's tumah for 7 days. And there's no special korbanos he has to bring. There's no special tahara. There's no nikiyim. There's no paraduma water. He's just tam tummy for 7 days. It's an amazing thing. It's an amazing type of tumah.
After 7 days,
then he goes to mikvah. He goes to mikvah and he's tar. Going to mikvah within 7 days.
Does it depend if she becomes tar?
No,
for that reason.
It has nothing to do with
tar. No, just 7 days. It's like a knot.
He is born. It's not tar. It's gzeres akasa. A man is born and either he's tummy for 7 days. It's an amazing thing. No. Zayin Nikiyim, and there's no paraduma water. There's nothing happening during those 7 days. And yet he's tummy for 7 days. Where do you have such a tumma like this? You don't. It's unique. It's one of a kind type of tumma. Okay. So the Mara says, what's the chiddush? You want to tell me that a person that's bold needs tummy for 7 days like a nida? I don't need you to tell me this. If you ask a child should know this, even though they don't teach children about these in Yanin, but a child should know this because it's a ferish pasuk. It's a pasuk. So what then does it mean? Now here's the Gemara's kasha. It's a little tricky kasha. It means for the machane that if a man is born on a nida, so he's talking for 7 days. He comes to the Beis Hamikdash. Where does he get a seat? In the green, the yellow, the blue, like you know on those charts when you go to a game, or you go to see Mashas. Guy went back, they have to see Mashas, he went to the game. He said, what are you doing here? I left my Gemara.
Yeah.
Went to City Field, right?
Yeah.
I left my Gemara here. Not even the game, you know? I got my Gemara.
He obviously went to City Field for the wrong reason.
So the movie says, El Lav L'machanoisam. So what does it mean? The person comes, person the Baal Anida. So the question is, where is he allowed? How far can he enter? He tells the guard, the Koyanim, the Shmira, I'm Tame. Oh, you Tame, you can't come down. I'm only a boil nida.
That's all. Get out of here.
I'm only, oh, the only boil nida, come right in. You can go into Machane Yisrael, Machane Levia. Just don't go into Machane Shechina. We'll give you a pass up until you'll be just like the Tame Mason. You're better than the Tame Zah. So that's what it means. We have no other. So that's what it's telling us, that a boil nida is like
a bear might be much greater.
Okay, fine, but he has the status of the machne like a tameis. Oh, so what do you learn this yisoid? That when we're comparing one type of tumah to another, it's negeya machanoisa. So now the gemara goes weiter, and this is the sefer of the previous brisa. In the previous brisa, what did it say? That a tamei bal keri is like a tamei sheretz. Benogea what? So what did we want to originally say? L'machanoisam. What? No, not l'machanoisam. It's benogea the inyan of oynis. That just like a tamei sheretz matam b'oynis, so too a bal keri b'oynis. Wait a minute. But if the safer part B of this price, when we compare a tamei nida, boil nida, to the case of a tamei neis, is binogea machanoisam lechoyra, there's a degree of consistency in the brisa. The ratio when it compares the balkeri to the tamei sheret is also binogea lemachanoisam. We have a right to assume there's a consistency, and if we're going to be consistent, so it's telling us that a balkeri is like a tamei sheret lemachanoisam. Which machane can the bal sheret go? Only he has to leave only one machane, and that would indicate that where does the Balkari have to leave? Only one machane. Not like Rabbi Yochanan, the previous staff that says the Balkari has to go two machanois. So back with the Kasha, Tumor says, Lulav lemachanoisam. Umid is sefer lemachanoisam. We have a right to assume Have Reishan Nami lemachanoisam. So the Gemara says, who says, Midi Iria? Is this correct? Hakid Isa. The Reishas, Benogea, the din of Oinis. And it's safe as when again din of machanoisam, hakidisa. Okay? So safe. Okay? Two kashas, two answers, so far so good. Nice. Kash number three. Mitzoyra chama, this is a little bit different. We gotta keep kashmir. Here we go. Mitzoyra is chomer mizaf. A mitzora is more chomer than a zaf. Right, that we know why, because the mitzora is sent out of three machanas. A zav is only sent out of two machanas. Okay. The zav chomer mitame meis, because the tame meis is only one machana, zav is two machanas. Now come some very tricky words. Okay, here are the tricky words. Yotza baal keri. A baal keri is different. Shetame meis chomer mimen. In that, a baal meis, a tame meis, Shetami Meis is more chamor than a baal keri. Now, what in the world do those words mean? Those are extremely vague words, and those words are thrown in the middle of a braisa that talks about the chumra, the hierarchy. We have the mitzora, he's all the way out there. Next comes the zav, then comes the tamei meis. All of a sudden, yotza baal keri. Baal keri is the topic of our discussion. You want to know baal keri, you have to leave two machanas or one machane. Yotza baal keri shetami meis chomer menu. So here comes the Gemara. And the Gemara says, "My, can you please do me the toiv and tell me, explain my to me yotza. The taich? My yotza. What do these words mean? Lav, do they not mean? Lav, yotza michlal zav. It's yotza michlal zav. It means that a baal keri is outside the category of a zav. Ubal lichlal tamei meis, and has entered into the world of a tamei meis. Why? Daha tamei meis chamor mimenu, because a tamei meis is more strict than a baal keri. Why is a tamei meis more strict than a baal keri? For one very simple reason: a tamei meis is tamei for how many days? 7 days. A baal keri is only tamei for 1 day. Umuter b'machane levia. And a tamei meis is muter b'machane levia. So what it's doing over here is we're translating these words and we're teaching the words that a baal keri is yotza. It has left the world of a zav and entered into the world of a tamei meis to share the same halachos of a tamei meis b'nogea related to the issue of which machane the baal keri is allowed to go. Even though the Baal Tamei Meis is more chomor than the Baal Keri. But it's going to get the same halachas. Let's see Rashi. It's a very hard word to touch with Mosh. Let's see Rashi. Let's see what did I tell? Let's see Rashi. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Yotz the Baal Keri. The Gemara doesn't even give the answer. Let me read in Paris tomorrow. I want to make sure I can clarify this correctly. This is a little shtickle hard. What it means, Yotz the Michlal Zav. Okay. This is the hard part. So the way he adds in very some critical words. Certainly, Baal Keri HaKal will be Mutter Bo. So what it's saying is, if Yotza Baal Keri, it's Yotza is going on the Baal Keri, he is leaving. Who is he leaving? He's leaving, the Gemara is making the assumption the Baal Keri is leaving the world of the Zav. And where is he entering? He's entering into the world of the Tamei Meis.
Right.
Now, period. We have to put a period there. Therefore what? Then the Gemara explains, well, what is the unique halach of a Tamei Meis? The unique halach of a Tamei Meis, he only has to leave one achne. Now that we have said that the Baal Keri has left the world of the Zav, and has entered the world of the Tamei Meis, we have the right to make the following conclusion. I'm in your world, and you, Tamei Meis, you're more chomer than me, because you are Tamei for 7 days. Yet, in your world, your halacha is, you only have to leave one machne. Certainly me, the Baal Keri, who is not as chomer, only has a tumah for 1 day, not for 7 days. In halacha, certainly doesn't have to leave all three. Certainly not.
But the brisa says it does.
No, it doesn't. The brisa says, and it certainly leaves all three. A zav leaves two. A tameis leaves one. And then it says magic words. Yotza baal keri. The baal keri has exited. Wow, what does that mean? What does it mean as exit? What it means is, the Baal Keri has left its starting location. Where does a Baal Keri come from? A Baal Keri is nichlal in the laws of a Zav. It's Tuma Yotze Migufo. It comes from Zav v'chol Zav. It has left its starting, its home, and has went into exile. Where did it go into exile into? Into the Tomei Mace. Now, if it goes into exile, now enters the Gemara, or the Brayos continues. What is the nafkamina of coming into the world of the Tomei Mace? Well, let's look at the Tomei Mace. A Tomei Mace has a halacha
right,
that only has to leave one machane. So now we have a right to conclude that if a Tomei Mace, who's a Tumah Chamura of 7 days, only has to leave one machane, Alachas Kama Vakama, the guest, the Balkari, who has entered the world that is not so Chamur like a Tomei Mace, was only Tomei for 1 day, certainly only has to leave one machane.
Right.
So what is the Braisa teaching us? It's basically teaching us the halacha that a Balkari only has to leave one machane.
Right.
That's a head-on collision with Rabbi Yochanan in the previous staff, that says that a Balkari has to leave two machanos. Right?
Gotcha.
So the Gemara says here, so Tony Ta'a, so Yotza, so my Yotza, Lav Yotza Mechlal Zav, Bolo Mechlal Tomei Mace, and now you have to put a period there. And now these words are not supposed to translate. But the Gemara means to say, Dechot Tomei Mace, a Tomei Mace is Chama Minenu, a Tomei Mace is chamur with regard to the law that it's Tomei for 7 days. And yet, even though it's Tomei for 7 days, you have to follow through, you have to add words into the Gemara. It's very hard to attach these words to the Gemara. Kol Shekein, the Zav that's only Tomei for 1 day, will only have to leave one machaneh. I will also be Mutter in Machaneh Leviyah. So you have a Steer Chav Yochanan. So the Gemara says this Kasha, being the words are so short and so hard to translate, that can work to our advantage. Because the words really are very, very few words. We've added a whole page of commentary into those words. The Gemara says, guess what? You made a mistake in your interpretation of those words. Lo, you got it all wrong. When it says Yotza mimachane tomei neis, the Nichnas Lamachaneza. Whoever told you that the Balkari's starting point is the Zav?
Yeah.
No! The Balkari's starting point is the Tomei Mace. And it's leaving the Tomei Mace. It's entering into the world of the Zav. Right. And just like the Zav has to leave two Machanais, so to now the guest that has arrived will also have to leave two Machanais. Lo Yotza Balkari. Lo Yotza Mimachane Tameis. Its starting point is Tomei Mace. V'nichnas L'machane Zav. V'yaf Al Gav the Tomei Mace Chomur Mimenu. And even though and so the result is going to be that the Balkari is going to leave two machanas. Oh, but you're going to say it's not fair. It's not fair because why should the Balkari have to leave two machanos when its neighbor the Tomei Mace only has to leave one machane? And the Tomei Mace is really even more, because the Tomei Mace is Tomei for 7 days, and the Balkari is Tomei for only 1 day, and you're telling me it has to leave two machanos. That's exactly what the Brayos is coming to say in the last few words. The afalgav! Instead of saying, remember we added the words in kol shekein? Instead of saying kol shekein, the added words you have to add in certain to the Brayos to make sense of the Brayos are the words the afalgav. The Yafal Gav, the Tomei Mace from the Minenu, doesn't make a difference. Too bad. That's the consequence. The Machane Levi with regard, the Rav Gav, the Tomei Mace from the Minenu, the Mutter, you have to hear the word the Mutter, on the side of the Gemara it says here, the Mutter, and the Ois Aleph, Umutter, the Vav, Umutter, the Machane Levi, too bad. It's too bad. The bottom line is the Zav is going to have to leave two machanos, even machanos levia. Why? Lemay the domile midaminle, because there is an overwhelming similarity between a Balkari and a Zav. What is the overwhelming similarity? It's tuma hayotze migufa. So even though it's true that in halacha a tomei mace tomei for 7 days, and a Balkari is only tomei for 1 day. That's true. That's a halachic that would do. But you have to look at the nature of the source of tumah. The nature of the source of tumah is a tumah hayos and yibavo, and that is a very powerful midah min alei. And that's going to be the overwhelming factor in determining the outcome, the halacha, of how many machanos we require the Balkari to leave from.
The Zav is also a
exactly.
Yeah.
exactly what we just said. Malkari is Ligufoy, and that's exactly what the Gemara means. Lemai the Gomile. We compare. That the Boil Nida is not Ligufoy. Boil Nida is a different type of thing entirely. It's holding them to that. Okay, so that concludes Shukl Gemara. So therefore, we had a third attempt. Okay, this was a third attempt at Shlug of Rabbi Yochanan, and we have prevailed. The Gemara has succeeded in deflecting the kasha. We take this very terse brisa, yotza balkeri, all the only words, yotza balkeri shetame meis chomer mimenu. Those are very hard words to translate. The Gemara went and gave this whole long translation to its advantage to Esra Kash of Yochanan, and then the Gemara came back and said, no, we can translate the words differently, which will result in our desired result that a Balkari is like a Zav, and it will be Tame Yotza Chutz Mi Gimel Mi Beis Machanis. Okay, new Gemara. Tani Tana Kam Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimina. Stay in the Pasuk. The Yotza El Mi Chutz Lamachne. It says that you have to leave Chutz Lamachne, Zo Machne Shchina. Now this Pasuk is said concerning the Zav. Okay, this is a pasuk that specifically discusses the Zav. Let me read the entire word. I'm sorry, the Balkari. Okay, the Balkari. This pasuk discusses the Balkari. We have here Balkari.
Yes,
the pasuk says. Let me read you the whole pasuk. The pasuk says, "Ki yeh v'cho ish asher lo yihye tohar mikrei loyla v'yotza el michutz lamachaneh lo yavoy el toich hamachaneh." Now we have this very good word to understand what it means exactly. Here we go. So Amar Tanam the Mizra Ravimi, Yotza Michutz Lamachane, Zo Machane Shchina. Oh, Lo Yavel Toich Machane, Zo Machane Leviya. Mikan Le Balkari Shiyotza Chutz L'Shtei Machanes. Now where is this Balkari starting off? That's the big issue. Okay, let me make a tour. Let me make a sit. Where are we starting? Where is our starting point? So the Gemara assumes we're starting off here in the Machaneshin, the innermost Machane. And stayed in the Pasuk. Let's read the words of the Gemara. The Gemara says, V'yotza el michutz l'machane. Leave. And zo machne shchina. So I'm leaving machne shchina to go machne levia. Lo yavo yel teicha machne. Don't go in to this machne. Go out to the next machne. That doesn't really make any sense. Torah says v'yatzo leave. Lo yavo means don't go in. You don't say lo yavo when you're already there. You hear the difficulty? Lo yavo means don't enter into a machne. If you have left,
how could you
that's why I'm in Machane Shchina and I'm leaving Machane Shchina. And now you're telling me, don't go into this Machane. If I'm over here,
yeah,
it would make sense not to go. What's going on over here? Something doesn't make any sense. You with me?
Yeah, but okay. How does he leave the Machane Shchina?
He walks with his feet. No, with his feet. Let's get our tunnels now.
Huh?
Let's make it very simple. Never he goes out with his feet. He's a machane shchina in the Azara. So turn the camera to the bar. If the lo yotz mechutz machane, the machane shchina lo yotz machane, the machane leviya. Mikan the balkeri shiyotz al chutz l'shem machanes. Amalei, it is the way you tie the pasuk doesn't make a bit of sense. Akate loy ayolte afite. You did not bring him in, and you already sent him out. In other words, you didn't bring him to machane. To Machane Yisrael to tell him, let's have Rashi translate. It's a hard word to translate. Rashi says, "Amalekadi lo gavu Rashi. Afadilekadi alita afikte. Adai lo yichnaste l'machane levia." That's the last pasuk. Ukvar hotso also mimena. The midiko amrit. Since the pasuk says lo yavolis socha, do not enter it. It means you're not inside. Right? The word yavo means do not enter. If I'm not entering, where am I standing? I'm standing outside. Where am I standing? Then I'm standing in Machane Yisrael.
Yeah.
Is Machane Shchina, Machane Levia, Machane Yisrael. If the end of the pasuk says, lo yavo,
do not, and we are translating those words to mean, do not enter into Machane Levia. Where then am I standing? I'm standing in Machane Yisrael. But you never told me that he left mimachane shchina v'oyim mimachane levia l'shalcho mimeno v'komazo lei v'hakati lo yashoy v'hakati lo yishtoy be'ibzeh. You never spoke about this person shiyotza mimachane shchina v'oyim mimachane levia l'shalcho mimeno v'komazo lei shlo yikoneis ki'ilu kvar yotza akati lo yayalte klaymar Adayin loydi v'kolaymar. Now, whenever it's the Rashi kolaymar, what does that mean? It means don't take the Gemara literally. The word kolaymar is a stop sign. Don't take the word Gemara literally. Kolaymar. Adayin loydi v'al kinisasa. You never spoke about kinisasa imata healei. Afikte v'di v'lov kilu yotza. Okay, lishnachu inagar. Sina nakati le'afikte. What was our gear? I'm getting a little confused now. Well, that's the second one. That's part of the Gemara. Okay, second Gemara. I told you Lishna Achrina. So let's go back to Lishna Kama. One more time in the Gemara. You have not yet brought him in, and you're telling him to go out. Let's read the Rashi again. You never brought him into Machane Levia. Ukvar choytzaosoy mimena. Demid dekarmet lo yavoy l'soicha. Since you tell me do not enter, mechlal do'imid chutzla. Vekamar lo yikones. V'yakate lo yishtoy be'yishayotza mimachane shchina. But we never mentioned he left machane shchina. V'oime machane levia. L'shalcha mimena. You never told me that we threw him out of machane levia. You never mentioned that. You told me that you're not going to go into machane shchina. And you're already telling me, that he can't go. We never mentioned that point. Okay, let's back to the words of the Gemara. Let's try to fit this into the Gemara. Back to the Gemara. Turn the hammer, come to Yitzhak Avdimi. V'yatz al michutz amachane zomachane shchina. Lo yavi al tech amachane zomachane levia. Mikan lebal kerut shiyatz al chutz shlei machane. So amulei, it doesn't make any sense. Akate loy alte. You did not bring him in. Afikte. I'm sorry, I'm all confused. Well, give me half a second. I was only the first lush from the Gemara. Kolam lefi brayzu tchila nema pasuk shanit mem machne shchina tzoch latzis menu umvei lenimta shnitmas to machne levia. Like I told you, the ilchem shach pasuk mazira soy shlo yikanes klal machne levia. But mashma shemedulo kesho oy made mechutz olai the ein zem siyashle v'loshna pasuk. Mezem mashma tamer Rav Yitzchak by Vina dain lo al dadante b'kni sasoy. V'machane levia, kvar ata donbo ki'ilu yotza mena. Adikati loy danta. He's not explaining it well either. Okay. The point is, something here doesn't make any sense. You're starting off here in Machane Shchina, and the Torah is telling you to leave Machane Shchina. So where are you going? You're going into Machane levia, and now you're telling me, don't lo yavo. But the word lo yavo has the connotation, you're outside, do not enter. But you have not yet brought him in. You have not yet discussed the issue, what to do with this person that's standing over here in Machane Levia, and you're speaking about him, kilu, he already left. Now you're telling me not to go inside. Doesn't make any sense. The Gemara expressed the idea in two different terms. Akati lo alte. You have not, according to Rashi's first lesson, you have not discussed what happens when he enters into Machane Levia. You just told me you should leave, and you've not discussed the issues dealing with the person standing in Machane Levia. Afikte, and you're telling me now ki'ilu he already left. Lishnachrina, akati lo afikte. You have not yet taken him out of Machane Levia into Machane Yisrael, and ayalte. And you're telling me now, lo yavo, don't enter. It's the same idea. The Gemara in Beis Tuzlashon is just basically telling us that if you're starting out at the point where you're standing in Machane Shchina and you're taking him to Machane Levia, and now you're telling me, no, you're not allowed to go into Machane Levia, we are missing a step. Because the word lo yavi has the connotation that you are in Machane Yisrael. And we're telling you, don't you dare walk into Machane Leviah. But according to the sequence of the Pasuk, at this point in time, you are standing in Machane Leviah. And you have not dealt with the issues of what to do in Machane Leviah. And you have not yet told them to leave Machane Leviah. So now that it would be proper in the next sequence of the Pasuk to tell me, don't enter Machane Leviah. Something doesn't make any sense. Therefore, to answer this question, the Gemara has a whole new interpretation. Ella, Ema, here we go. Michutz lamachne, zu machne levia, murdik gemara. Where are you starting off? Where is your starting point? Your starting point is machne levia. You see, that's a whole new twist in the gemara. I'm starting off in machne levia. And now the Torah says, Arois, so where are you going? Oh, here's the trick. Go where should you go? Well, you can go. Well, you can go two places. You can go in, further in, or you can go out. So, tell us something. You go out, and when you go out, you go out, and don't even think of going closer. Whereas, I'm a machane levia. I'm a machane levia. Get out. You are a bal keri. Where should I go? Torah says, get out. Where is out? Out is machane
Yisrael.
And don't even think, v'lo yavo el toicha machane, don't even think that you should go into machane shechina. That's how the Gemara on the pasuk. Let's see a little time. El ema michutz machane, zo machane levia. I'm starting off in machane levia. Get out. Where's out? Machane Yisrael. Lo yavo el toicha machane means zo machane shechina. If you dare go enter into machane shechina, you'll get another malchus. A malchus of going closer into a more holy place. That's how the Gemara learns on the Braisa. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, and when you're going to leave Machane Levia, don't dare go closer. Interesting Gemara. And why was it necessary to write like this? Because the Torah would only write one Machane, we would make the mistake. Let's say we just say, what would happen then? We would think that you're sitting in Machane Shechina, and the Torah is telling you, go to Machane Leviah. So the Gemara here is a brilliant way of telling us where you're standing. The Torah repeats itself. The Yatsa Michutz to Machane, Lo Yavo Yal Teicha Machane. Right? Yatsa Michutz and Lo Yavo.
Right.
So if the Torah would only say one, what's the Torah would only say, let's step back. What's the kash that's really bothering us? And the Torah says, Yatsa, if you are starting off a Machane Leviah, and the Torah is telling you the yatsa michutz lamachane. So what is it telling you? Make a left. Go into Machane Yisrael.
Yeah.
Don't even think lo yavo toicha machane. Don't go into Machane Shechina. So what's the kasha? Kol shekein.
Yeah.
If the Torah is telling me arois to the left, certainly I'm not allowed to go to the right.
Right.
So it's redundant to say lo yavo toicha machane. What do I need it? The Torah says, if the Torah would not say lo yavo el toicha machane, you would interpret the pasuk the yatsa michutz lamachane. Where are you starting off? I'm starting off machane shechina. And when the Torah says yatsa michutz lamachane, only leave machane shechina, go to machane levia, and the bal keri is mutar in machane levia. So the only way the Torah can teach us the halacha that a bal keri is also in shtei machanos is to say this funny pasuk: leave and don't enter. Now, you say leave and don't enter, you can't say it means I'm starting with Machane Shechina and leave. Leave Machane Shechina. Okay, I left it. And don't enter. What do you mean don't enter? Don't enter has a connotation that I'm outside and you're telling me not to come inside. But I never left. You told me to leave Machane Shechina, which means leave and go into Machane Leviah. And now you're telling me don't enter? When did you ever tell me to leave Machane Leviah that you can warn me not to enter? Doesn't make any sense. So what's the only choice? The only choice to say is, where am I starting? Where am I starting? I'm starting here. Leave. Okay, I left. Don't enter. What do you mean don't enter? If you told me to leave, of course I'm not going to enter. It means don't enter the other way. Oh, but that's redundant to say the kol shekein. Yeah, but I had to say it that way. Because even though it's taka true that it's redundant, because if I would say just one word, one pasuk, I would say, and I can go into Machane Leviah, and it's perfectly okay to be Machane Leviah. So the Torah wrote in this very unique way, and what the end result is, you start with Machane Leviah, don't go leave Machane Leviah to Machane Shechina, don't go into Machane Yisrael, don't go to Machane Shechina, and the bottom line is, how many Machanes must a Bal Keri leave from? two machanois. Beautiful Gemara. Powerful Gemara. So that's the Gemara. Shmaim alitin lo machane acheres. Yesh machane lo yivon tova nachna lo yivon lo shmaim alitin lo machane acheres. It's teaching you two machanois. Okay. Now the Gemara starts with a longer guard about Tchiyah Sameisim, that's where we'll zachen, this is a Mechuyah Akrovav. We learned in the Mishnah that in the Erev Pesach is Chalias B'Shabbos. So you're allowed to do a lot of things. Number one, you're allowed to shech the Karan Pesach. What's the Eshtzach? What else are you allowed to go do? You're allowed to do this thing called Michui Kerovav. Michui means to press. The innards. What does it mean to press the innards? What exactly? The intestines. What does that mean? My Michui Kerovav. Rav Huna Amar, Sheminachvim B'Sakin. It means you mamish perforate. You take a knife and you stab. You stab the intestines. And perforate. Why? Let's look at Rashi. Rashi, how he teaches over here. Sheyetze harei means the waste, the excrement should come out. It's going to smell. If you let the waste remain inside the intestines, the whole thing is going to smell by the time it gets dark. It's a long time. You shech after chatzos, you got 6 hours. And it's going to get, it's hot day, hot summer day, it's going to smell. Therefore you make holes. Mamish a hole and it comes out of the hole. Vaita. Rav Chiya bar Amiyama, no. It does not mean that you don't make holes. It means shirka d'me'aya. It means you squeeze it. Now we have over here Rashi on two sides of the page. You notice that? Trivia question. You know, yeah. Gan Shas, test you. How many Dafim Shas have Rashi in two pages? How many Amudim? Got it, Dafim, you got to keep track, right? So Rashi on the side. Shirka de Me'ai Rashi, Lecha Aduka de Me'ayim Shayetze Mehem Bedech Besakin. So it's not the waste. Right? This says you don't go perforate the intestines to remove the waste. The waste can stay in there. The waste, the holds, is not going to cause problems, but it means there's lecha. There is some type of moisture, and it means to squeeze. You can press it, and it causes this moisture to come out. It's not the same degree. It's a whole different technique. Lecha haduka b'me'ayin, sheyetze b'chem b'deichik b'sak. When you press the knife on it, this lecha comes out, not to perforate the intestines, to remove the waste. Two different opinions. It means squeezing, pressing the stomach. So we have the
stomach.
No, the me'ah is the stomach. The man, the different parts. This unfortunately, I don't know the details, but there are the intestines and there is the stomach. The first opinion was, you go and you menakev michli kravav. It means sheminak from besakin. Okay, it means the intestines, according to Rashi. And this means the stomach. It's a different part of the body. Why does Rabbi Barav say it means shirk de me'ay? Listen to the pasuk. He has a makar. The charvos mechem garm gerim yachelu. Now the charvos means the ruins of the fat. Pasuk Yeshaya, referring to the Moshe Mashiach. Melech Hamashiach. There's going to be a big korban, and all of the wicked people are going to be destroyed, and their ruins. The ruins means that they're going to die, or and the tzaddikim, geir means foreigners, and in the context it means that tzaddikim, who were foreign to Gashmias, they will inherit the possessions, the ruins of the Rishoyim. The Rishoyim will leave over vast amounts of wealth and possessions, and they will die. The Chorvois Mechim, the ruins of the mechem means the fat. Now mechem really here means the mechem means the disgusting waste of the world, and that's a term that refers to the wicked. The wicked are called the mechem. Gerim. Gerim means strangers. Sadikim yechelulit. My mashma. How do you know what this means? Because we're talking about Yosef. Yosef was blind, so Yosef was not allowed to learn Torah. Was not allowed to learn Torah shebichsaf, and that's why he became baki Torah shebalpeh. What is Torah shebalpeh? Targum. Okay, that's one thing you learned today. We learned that all that much. We learned quite a bit today. Okay, but Targum is the Iker Torah Shebal Peh. And being that Dvarm Shebichsav, Iyatar Rishai, learn Bal Peh, therefore Yosef was not allowed to learn Torah Shebichsav. He was blind. So Meili was only allowed to learn Shebal Peh. What was Torah Shebal Peh? Targum. So he was the biggest Baki in Targum. Man of Yosef, Vimniskehem Dirishia. So the chorvos means the possessions, the nechem are the wicked. Wicked is, nechem means disgusting, rea, things that smell. Tzadikai, the righteous, yach sinun, will inherit. So the Geirim here refers to the Tzadikim. Next, in the Marmitz Drasha, V'ro kivosim kidavram, that they will pasture sheep, kidam, davram is kidibor, like was spoken, what was said about them. What in the world does that mean? Amar Menashe about Yemiya, Amar Amrav, kimidubar bam, v'ro kidavram means what was spoken by the prophets. What do you mean? My kimidubar bohabam, Amar Baya, that this pasuk is cross-referencing that the pasuk that we just read, Vro Kivasam Kidabram, which is in Yeshaya Perik Hey, pasuk Yud Zayin, is referring to the pasuk Vro Kivasam Kidabram. Chorvos also somewhere the same pasuk. The pasuk begins Vrohu Kivasam Kidabram. What's Kidabram? Kedabram is the charvo, the end of the pasuk. The charvo is mechim garim yachelu. The ruins, the possessions of the wicked will be inherited by the tzaddikim. That was said about the tzaddikim. This concept was said about them. Akim b'dum b'bam v'akim d'bukham am rabbi the end of the pasuk. The charvo is mechim garim yachelu. Amalei rava b'shmishla mikzev charvo is kedukram. If you would say charvo is, you'd be right. Hash the charvo is. Now that there's the vav, the charvo is, has a connotation, there's something else. What do we mean? He explains, milsa chidikamar, el amr amr, now why is the word the charvo is milsa achrita, ela iksiv garash, iksiv charvo smechem, hava minas, charvo smechem, what's aleph, say the kra,
hu adin.
So what do you want to say again? Listen, we'll finish up. It says the pasuk, the beginning of the pasuk, Virohu kivasim kidavram. What's kidavram? Chorvois mechim garm yachelu. Yeah, that would be good to find if there's no vav. Being vichorvos means something else. It's a new concept. It's not an explanation of the beginning of the pasuk. If the end of the pasuk was an explanation, grammatically, there should not be a vav. And the pasuk is coming to give commentary to the end of the pasuk. But now that there's a vav, indicates that it's a separate concept. So what then does it mean? So he says what it means, a whole different drash. It refers to the concept of tchiyas ha-meisim. Okay.